Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our midweek top-up, our 10 at 10. And if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, as always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as you take your next deep breath in, truly lower the diaphragm and expand the ribcage, and take in this life-giving, energizing, renewing, restoring breath of the divine. Hold. And gently, slowly release it. Take in your next deep, life-giving, expanding breath. Hold. Gently, slowly, release it. Contracting in the diaphragm and pushing out the very last drop of the exhale breath. And as we're taking our third and final deep breath, set the intention to be here now in this present moment. Hold. And gently release it. It is only in this present moment can we connect with the divine that is closer than hands and feet. The divine that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. We don't have to go anywhere to find God, the beloved, the infinite. It is right where we are. But it is only as we become conscious of it, only as we are conscious of our oneness with the divine that is everywhere present, that is both innate and outer, can we know, can we experience, can we feel our connection to the source of being. So at our 10 at 10, we stay open and focused to our connection with the divine beloved. I'd like to share with you this morning from Psalms from Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill, her interpretation of Psalm 92. She has taken all the Psalms and rewritten them in a very loving, positive manner. "It is good to give thanks to you, O beloved, to sing praises to your holy name, to affirm your gracious love in the morning and your faithfulness through the night, to the music of the spheres, to the melody of the universe. For you, heart of my heart, gladden my soul, as I proclaim with joy the harmony and beauty of creation. How wondrous is your divine plan, O beloved, your design brought forth by love. The ignorant cannot perceive, those who still sleep cannot understand. Though darkness covers much of the land, and violence seems to flourish, love gives birth to dazzling light. And like a laser, it shines through to all that is hidden. Yet, lo, all those who separate themselves from love will be undone by fear. You delight in my spirit and elevate my soul. You bathe me in the oil of kindness. My eyes behold the radiance of creation's glory. My ears echo with love's refrain. Those who live with integrity are like a garden in full bloom, whose blossoms beautify the earth. They are planted in the dwelling place of love. Their produce nourishes all those who pass by. All through their lives, they reap bountiful harvests, overflowing as a cornucopia of the finest fruits, magnifying the blessed gardener, living as sons and daughters of the Most High. That was Psalm 92. So, let us take time to plant our mental gardens with the seeds of the fruits that we wish to have blossom and bloom in our lives. Seeds of peace. Seeds of joy. Seeds of love and kindness and faith. Seeds of abundance and plenty. Seeds of generosity. Seeds of joy and harmony. And whatever other seeds you want to grow and blossom in your life as the fruits, then plant these seeds in your mental garden now. Water and cultivate them with trust and faith. And as all gardeners, once they plant the seed in the soil of the earth, they release it trusting that the intelligence within that seed knows what to do and how to do it. The intelligence within you knows what to do and how to do it for whatever is the need, the desire that you have for your life. But so often we interfere with that. We uproot the seed to check if it's shooting and taking root. We forget to water it and nurture it with faith and nutrients of trust and love and belief. So often the seeds that of our desires wither for the lack of care. So this year we have set the intention to take just one of our intentions, and truly nurture it, to nourish it daily, so that we can see it manifesting in our life. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, you who are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that which is, was, and yet to come, the Lord God Almighty. As we consciously align with you, planting in our mental garden the seeds of all that we desire to experience, we know it is your good pleasure to give it to us. We know that we are the only thing that stops and hinders the realization, the manifesting, the expression of the seeds we plant. Let us stay true to the seeds that we are planting now. Let us surrender and trust that the gardener of all life, you, our divine beloved source, knows what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. So in this trust, in this truth, in this realization, there is nothing to worry, there is nothing to fear. It's only to rest and trust in you. At this time, Divine Beloved, we hold this world, this wonderful, beautiful, living, existing, conscious world. We hold all the people we know that we are all one. We are all part of the same life force that is existing in everything, through all things, as all things. We are all a part of you, which you express in a myriad of ways, with no two things being alike. We put aside our judgments, our bigotries, our discriminations, to see your presence, to see your life, to see you in and through and as all things. May we work to make this world a world that works for all, not just for some. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Together we say Amen.
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 And so, beloveds, if you repeat after me our prayer of protection, the light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
And so it is. And so, my divine beloved, I look forward to joining you on Sunday for our soul connection. Have a wonderful day and a blessed week. God bless.
Thank you.